Good morning and welcome to episode 72 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 15th of April 2021 and today's episode is Current Projects. I don't know how you are, but I more or less always have some projects going on the side. And I think it's quite important to do that so you're not only doing your work and the day-to-day stuff. And it's really good for learning. A lot of the things that I learned during my side projects, I have also been able to bring in or improve my career. So it's definitely paid off a big time doing these projects on the side. I also think it's good because it is kind of handling or working with your creative side, especially the projects I am doing. It's not that I'm doing something that someone else already did. It's always something that is new, or at least I haven't seen that anyone has done it before. So I need to figure out and solve problems and see solutions to potential issues. And of course, the most important thing is that it's good fun. I mean, it's super interesting to be dipping your toes into these different technologies and get on with them. I love that. So currently I have a few projects ongoing, of course, like usual. And I was today going to talk about two of those projects. And I think a few of these projects you will hear a lot about in the future as well. And the first project is the clock that grew. And when I moved into the studio, there was a clock on the wall, a normal watch, you know, that's just sitting there. And there was no battery in it, so I didn't use it. But after like a month or so, I bought a battery and plugged it in. But it was so loud, so I needed to pull out the battery immediately. But I like to have a watch on the wall, so I can just quickly glance on the side and see what time is it right now. Even though I have it on my screen, sometimes when you are running on full screen, that just vanishes. So you can't really see it. So I wanted to have that watch up on the corner of the eye. And I looked around and I didn't really find anything. Of course, there's a lot of clocks out there, but I didn't find one that I liked for this purpose. And I think it was last week or the week before, I was listening to Music Radio Creative and the Mike Russell, Isabella Russell show. I definitely recommend that you take a listen to that. They are two lovely people. I really love listening into them. And Mike there, he talked about a studio watch that he found that he has had in studios when he has been working in the past. And he wants to buy one of those. But the fun thing is, he kind of said the price, and it's somewhere around 400 to 600 euros. So that's quite a lot of money for a lead watch to have on the wall. And then in the comments to that stream, someone said that they have used a Raspberry Pi and built something similar. And I thought that was a really intriguing thought. So instead of buying this expensive watch, I thought, well, can't I just build something? And Raspberry Pi is something I haven't worked with in the past. So I started to look around, and then I came to the conclusion, I want to build this lead watch using a Raspberry Pi and a lead matrix. And that is not very expensive. I think the price for the Raspberry Pi, lead matrix, and all the things I needed was going to land on around 100 euros. So that was the plan to do. But then, of course, I continued, and I also talked with a friend, and he I love what he told me. He said, I needed a lead matrix at one point, but I didn't have one, and it was so much trouble to get one in the times of pandemic. So what he did, he took a piece of thick plastic, and he drilled holes in it or made holes in it to become a matrix. And he put that in front of a monitor. And then he just used a web page to change the CSS. So it got kind of the same feeling, but it was a normal screen in the back. A little bit of a waste maybe of a screen, but I mean, screens you can buy on Craigslist or in Sweden Blocket for almost no money at all. And I mean, it's better to reuse something old than to buy something new, I would say. But I, of course, didn't want to do that because on this wall here in the studio, I have a TV. And I think it's a 50, 55, maybe also, or even a 60-inch screen. So it's quite a big one. And it's just sitting there. I don't even have anything hooked up to it anymore. So I thought, well, what if I hook up the Raspberry Pi to that and use that screen instead? So that is the current plan for the watch that grew. So I'm going to have a watch on that TV, and that is displaying the time. I actually did a quick look, and I built the watch face on a HTML page that I'm going to use. So that is all done. I just need to get hold of a Raspberry Pi and hook that up. And I want to do it a little bit more advanced than that. So when I get into the office, so when my phone gets access to the Wi-Fi, I want the Raspberry Pi to automatically light up the screen and start showing the watch. And when I leave, it should automatically turn off the screen. And I know that I can control that on the Raspberry Pi. It's just a matter of if I can get the screen to work, to go live when it gets a signal on the HDMI. So there is a lot to learn and try out here, of course. And I want to extend this a little bit as well. So the clock is the first approach. But since I now have a real computer, a real screen, I can do a lot more. So the clock is going to be the main scene or main screen, so to say. But I also want to be able to show my calendar. So when I come in the office in the morning, I want to see my daily calendar on that screen directly. And then I can change scenes in different ways. And there is different ways to do that. And I'm thinking of having NFC tags so I can just tap with my phone on the NFC tags and it will switch scenes from maybe a watch to a watch calendar view. And I can extend this with additional scenes in the future. So that's a little bit about the clock project. And I hope that's going to be super fun to build. The other project is also a little bit about technology, but it's not a hands-on building technology thing. It's actually a new podcast. And we are a few people that has been talking about productivity for a while and how we work with our methodologies and our applications and so on. And I thought, well, these guys are spending so much time with productivity anyway, and we're having a good time when we meet, and I think other people would be interested in these discussions as well. So I asked if they were interested to do something, and they said yes. And now we are planning to set up a podcast here. So we are three people, so it's going to be quite relaxed. We're going to talk about different applications and productivity, of course, and processes and everything that kind of can make our lives or days better. So my insane watch could be part of that project as well, of course, or something that I probably will talk about in that podcast as well in the future. The language here is going to be Scandinavian, so we're going to speak both Swedish and Danish. So we'll see if that is a pro or a con when it comes to attracting audience. I hope it's not going to be a con at least, but I haven't seen that being done before, so it's something new as well. And we're going to try to release this podcast bi-weekly, and it's going to be around an hour. And it looks like now we are in the middle of setting everything up, creating channel art, starting to plan out the first few episodes and how we're going to do. But I would say in 2-3, maybe 4 weeks, we're going to be able to release the first episode. So that's something that I definitely think that you should keep an eye out for. So that was short about the different projects that I have at the moment and that I am working on myself or together with other people. I hope you liked today's episode. And if you did, please recommend the podcast to a friend, a family, or a colleague. why not go into iTunes and leave me a review? Because that would help other find the podcast and that would make me happy. So until tomorrow, have a fantastic day and see you back here tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.